Hey everyone, I'm Chris and this is 122 and an eighth, and today I am here with Colin and Lauren from Sister Crystals. How are y'all doing?
Great.
So let's go ahead and dive in. What are some of your earliest childhood memories of pizza?
Well, I'm from when I was 8, my family moved up to Ohio and moved up to a town called Dayton. It's this pizza joint. There are a couple of them in Dayton, Ohio. It's called Marion's Pizza. That's what I remember the most. I remember going to playing Little League baseball, and afterwards getting pizza. And that was where I was first introduced to the square cut pizza, which at first I really was like, this is stupid. This is dumb. Why are we gonna do this? But after a while, you realize it's a better. I don't know. I don't hate on the square cut pizza. It's my first memory of. That's what first comes to mind is Marion's Pizza.
I think the first pizza I ever had was at Chuck E. Cheese, honestly. Birthday parties and stuff. That's the worst pizza ever. It's the worst pizza ever. And then my family loved, we ate Pizza Hut all the time. I worked at Pizza Hut for 2 days.
How was that?
Awful.
You actually beat Andrew from Latour. He worked there for a week before getting
Dang.
Fired.
Dang! Yeah, no, I didn't get fired. My boss who hired me got put in jail, and they just didn't want me back.
So did he downsize? Did everyone get downsized, or is it just
I think because he just hired me, and 2 days later got put into jail, and it was just this is a bad decision, we're not going to take the guys higher. Who just got, that Pizza Hut was sketchy, though.
Why did he go to jail?
I don't know. I was probably 15 at the time, looking for my first job, and I just have no idea. I was just way too young, too naive to,
Now, when you talk about square pizzas, another thing that comes into mind for most people, before Sicilian even, are the rectangular pizzas that you would get in school lunches.
Mm. Oh man, those. Mm. Yeah, I remember Pizza Day. See, in my...
That was awful pizza, but you still looked forward to it, and it was always on a Friday.
Oh, absolutely. Pizzas were always on Friday. There's pizza, and then you get ice cream sometimes. I don't know, you get lucky, maybe you chocolate milk frozen a little bit. Felt good on a hot day. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. There's not really... It's really hard to mess up pizza, and some people can. Some people can really mess it up. Cafeteria lunch ladies, though, I'll give them respect for that. Because I was still excited for Pizza Day. I was always excited for Pizza Day.
Now, did you ever do the thing where you would take the rectangle and fold it in half and take a bite out of the middle so that way you could have a mask?
Oh, man, no, but I wish I did now.
That's genius.
You never did stuff like that in school? Did you ever have milk in a bag?
No.
That was a thing we had in Georgia when I was growing up, and it was a Canadian thing, but we would It was milk in a bag, and you'd have to put your thumb onto the end of the straw and then put it down into the bag so that way it didn't shoot out.
Like a Capri Sun?
Like a Capri Sun. So we would make a game of setting the milk bag flat on the table, and one of our friends would firmly hold the bag so that way it was nice and tight against the table, and then the other would just take the straw and just bam and see how high you could get the milk to get out of the bag.
Jeez. I didn't even know this existed.
That's crazy. I would throw tater tots every now and then in lunchroom, but it was I never had milk explosions in the cafeteria. That's pretty awesome, Chris.
So as the two of you grew up, what happened with pizza? As you got out of the stages of Pizza Hut and sort of chain restaurants and cafeteria food, Chuck E. Cheese, things like that.
I remember the first time I went to New York City was when I was 13 or 14 years old, and I got a thin crust, a New York style pizza, just a slice on me, it was somewhere, I think it was somewhere near where CBG was. It was just
CBG's, that's so cool.
But I grabbed a slice of pizza, and I remember it was the best slice. It was a whole new world opened up when I had true thin crust. Because where I grew up, there just wasn't thin crust. It wasn't good thin crust we have in these fine cities.
Now, were you tasting the actual pizza, or were you tasting the idealization of eating New York thin crust in New York in the Bowery?
I don't think it was that. I honestly don't think it was that. Because I wasn't even aware that New York thin crust was a thing at the point. I just wanted pizza. And then I was like, but it was like, this, now I had this, like, you know, like, uncontrollable, like, will of, like, this is what pizza can be. Now I want this even more. All
like, the possibilities
time.
Open.
Yeah, exactly. And such began my sliced life. Now I live the sliced life. I'm okay with it.
What about you, Lauren?
Well, when I hit high school, I started going to Vinny's, which they have out here in Chicago. The one in the suburbs is much better. Don't go to Vinny's in Chicago, it's the worst. But it's basically you can get just a slice of pizza and a giant soda. So that was like my go-to pizza for a while. And then I went to Giordano's, got into deep dish, and my parents were actually friends with the Malnati's, so we ended up eating Lou Malnati's for a solid year. Like a solid year.
No deviation.
No. I personally am really sick of Lou Malnati's now. I can't do it anymore. But it was like a solid year of like just having Lou Malnati's all the time, which was pretty great.
Now, have you had it since?
I have had it since. It's just this, it's this taste, you know, it's just like you're like, I know I've had this too much, you know? You've just had it way too much. But it was a good time. It overdid it.
Now, it's been argued that pizza is a lot kind of like tapping into the pleasure center and sort of the repetition of madness. How someone will eat pizza 7 nights a week, and by the end of that week, they'll be completely tired of it. And then they'll go maybe a day or two, and then they just repeat the entire cycle over again, as if they never got tired of it in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a relatable thing for either of you?
Absolutely.
Totally.
Absolutely.
Because yeah. There are times where I've had, like, pizza twice in one day, like, at least, like, twice, and then I'm like, it gets down to, like, I think midnight or something, I'm just sitting there, like, man, pizza, yeah. No, I've already had it, like, 2 times a day. Screw pizza, I'm gonna get a burrito or something. But then, like, the next day, I'm just like, I'm craving it again. And then it's just, like, the cycle. I'll eat pizza every other day.
In those moments of talking yourself out of something and by sheer force of will going and buying a burrito or getting Chinese food, do you ever in that moment of eating that alternate thing go, I really should have just gone with pizza? Like you bite into the burrito and you're like, yeah, this really would be better pepperoni.
Yeah, sometimes. But then also, like, I live, like, over on, like, Armitage in Central Park. So I'm, like, out there. And, like, there's, at, like, 2 or 3 in the morning, there's an, I would, like, Sarpino's is, like, not, that's not my jam. It's not bad, and if I really want pizza that bad, like, if I've gone a couple days without pizza and I just eat it, then I'll suck it up and get, like, Papa Ray's or something. Because they're up until, like, 5, I think. But, like, yeah, no, Sarpino's is bad.
So you're saying that there are instances where no pizza is better than a certain kind of readily available pizza?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Like,
that's mind-blowing. I mean, even at its worst, isn't pizza supposed to be better than most everything else?
It is, but I don't know, man. When you live in Logan Square, like, when you live out in that, like, past, like, west of the Kimball for a while, and you get some bites of some of those tortas, man, they will just... They're good. I can't hate on a torta. Like, it's on the side. Pizza will always be there, and I love pizza. And I'll never stop eating pizza. I'm not gonna make this a torta interview. But
even though tortas are very delicious.
They are good, and they're just, sometimes it's way more accessible to get a torta than it is to get a slice of pizza where I live. Which is
Or like at field trip, the only thing accessible was Papa John's, and we ate that all the time.
Yeah, and I was like,
and you just lose it after a while. You're like, I can't eat another slice of Papa John's pizza.
And like, because, like, yeah, no, it was, like, it would be a coin toss, because on that same block, there was, like, two good, like, there was a good jerk chicken joint. There was a Harold's Chicken Shack, which was south of South Loop, so you know it's going to be really greasy. And then Papa John's. And, like, you always want pizza, but then you're, like...
So you take the mediocre thing over the really good thing, because the mediocre thing is the thing that you like more.
Sometimes, yes. And then other times, you're, like, remember that time? Remember last time? We felt pretty disappointed in that. Maybe this time we should go with the jerk chicken.
So what is the ideal pizza?
You go first.
The ideal pizza?
Ideal pizza, yeah.
I I think I will always love the Viennese in Schaumburg. That's like what I want. It's just the one slice. It's super thick. It's really doughy. Tons of cheese. Tons of sauce. It is just fluffy. Like, I love the fluffy stuff, you know?
No toppings?
No, I'm a cheese girl. If you do cheese right, you're a good pizza place, you know?
Now, Chris Kramer, who was in our last episode and who is silently sitting here, he's giving you the thumbs up right now.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Chris Kramer, barging into this episode of 122. I want to reiterate that cheese pizza is the go-to pizza.
That's right. That's right!
And you, Colin?
Thin crust pepperoni. That's my deal.
The greasier, the better, like where the pepperoni has like little pools of grease in the middle.
Yeah, like it's like a little crater, and then there's just like a little pool in there. Like, yeah, no, like, especially if you get from Dante's with like the big pepperonis that are like that big, and they just like kind of like cave in as they bake a little longer. It's great. You can't go wrong with that.
Now, do you ever sort of exercise the inclination to make your own pizza?
We've made our own pizza before.
We made our own dough.
It tends to get fancier when you make it at home.
You go through your fridge and put asparagus on it.
You're like, oh, mozzarella, broccoli, tomatoes. Like, you know, you're like, oh, let's do this.
Like, I still have pesto sauce. Let's throw that on there and see what happens.
So it's kind of like, if you're going to make your own pizza, you kind of just want to do it up right, you know.
Do you ever feel pretentious, like you're like a diamond cutter? I know when I make pizza at home, I like get my brush out and I'm like brushing garlic like oil like on the crust, and I'm like down there like really inspecting it, and I should have one of those little thingies like you put in your eye, like a magnifying glass that your eye like holds. Mm-hmm. Like
evenly distribute. Definitely. Everything, get everything ready to go.
Yeah, no, when we made our first pizza together, we made it look pretty. Like, we did mozzarella, like spinach, sun-dried tomatoes and stuff, and we like carefully placed everything so it melted just perfectly, you know.
Mm-hmm. Is there Instagram documentation?
There is on mine for sure.
Yours?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's on mine. But
it's on mine.
it was some flame pizza.
Yeah.
It's all about that pizza. That's good pizza.
So the final question that I have for you, and really maybe one of the most existential ones, is: when you answer the door or you walk out of the place and you're holding that box of pizza and you put it down, what's the feeling that you get? What emotions go through your mind, through your heart, through your body as you're about to like crack open the tabs and open this pizza, because no one has ever experienced it other than the guy who put it into the box in the first place?
That's a two-parter for me. Number one, it's always incredible and it's almost out of body. It's definitely out of body when I order from this one place that's called Vivita's, and they have what's called the stadium-sized pizza, and they literally just take two boxes, like, because this pizza looks like a football stadium. Like, it literally looks like they took a circular pizza.
Did they mold the dough that way on purpose so it looks like a football?
Or something like that. It looks like if they took a circular pizza and just, like, stretched it out. That's what it looks like they did. But when they pack, like, when you answer the door and they put that pizza in your hand, it's two pizza boxes stapled together to fit it. They don't have like a specialized pizza box that's of this oval shape. It's like, it's two pizza boxes that they stapled together and hand to you.
Is there like grease dripping out from like the crack? Or?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. And it's square pizza too, which is weird, but it's still really good. But yeah, you walk through the door and like you have to like, you can't go through your front door like this. You have to like kind of shimmy and like go in sideways. But then you set that sucker down, and it's just like, it doesn't matter if you're home alone or you're with friends. Hopefully you're with friends, because that's a lot of pizza. But, like, the reaction among all friends is just like, all right, we're getting into some stuff right now. We're getting into some, like, for, like, the stuff just got really real.
Yeah, it's kind of the same. I mean, once a week, my coworker and I, we close together once a week, and we order from a different pizza place. And it's always, it's just like, I get giddy, you know, I just like want to open the box, and then I immediately, like, all I do is I picture which pieces I go for first. It's like I already plan, it's like planning the attack.
You go for the bigger one? Like the...
No, corner pieces first, the little pieces. I like the little pieces first, and then I really like any pieces that have big bubbles on them. I love the bubbles.
Bubbles.
So I'm automatically like, I get giddy, I open it up, and I'm just immediately, like, reading it. Like, where am I going? And making my pathway across the pizza.
Now, does this ever come into conflict with your coworker? Like, what if you're both eyeing the same one, and you're, like, hands reach, and, like, you get the same end piece?
The worst, well, luckily my coworker likes toppings, so usually he gets half toppings, and I get half cheese. The worst is when you share a pizza with someone who also likes the bubbles, you know? Because you, like, you, and you know when you're both going for the bubble piece, you know when that's happening, and you have to, someone has to give, you know?
Yeah, because, I mean, like, I feel like you'd want to, like, with that bubble piece, you want to savor it. I don't know, like, first piece, you don't want it to, you don't want to, like, you don't want to just, like, annihilate the bubble piece first.
No.
That's like,
that's
like,
you go for corners, and then the bubbles.
That's your dessert. That's your dessert right there. When you get to that bubble, it's like,
that's
all
your
right,
payoff.
Yeah, that is your payoff.
Best for last.
So if you got like a full pie, you don't want to like put that out first. You don't want to put that down first, like just to, like especially if you're eating with someone who also wants it. Like you don't want to like. That's, I don't know, that's like going like from here down to like here. It's not that big of a difference. It's still pizza and it's still awesome. But like that bowl piece, that's like, that's, yeah, that's your payoff. That's what you, that's what you've worked for. You've waited an hour and a half for that thing. Mm-hmm. Like, knock it out. But cherish it. Don't just run through it to spite somebody else.
It's good to see you, boss. They're just looking for a little pizza sauce. They say thank you, they say please.